So tonight I want to talk about one aspect of the Megillah. Haman has decreed his horrific decree against the Jewish people, which unfortunately today doesn't seem far off. It doesn't seem impossible to imagine how Haman could have wanted to commit what he wanted to commit. And when the Jews learn of his decree, Mordechai, as the leader of the people, tears his clothing, puts on clothes of mourning, puts ashes on his head, and goes to sit within the palace gates. When news reaches Esther, Mordechai's relative, who is queen in the palace, Esther's mortified. What is Mordechai doing? Why is he mourning within the palace gates? And they send messengers back and forth. And via these messengers, Mordechai informs Esther of the nefarious plan of Haman. What Haman is planning to do to annihilate the entire Jewish people. And Esther is obviously disturbed, and a conversation ensues between Mordechai and Esther. Vayomer Mordechai lahashiv el Esther al tadami benafshich lihimalit beit hamelech mikol hayehudim. Mordechai says, Esther, you are the Jew in the palace. The responsibility now falls on you. You cannot be quiet at this time. You can't take a step back. Rather, im hacharish tacharishi be'it hazo, revach v'hatzala ya'amod la'yehudim mimakom acher, ve'at u'beit avicha tovidu, u'mi yodea im la'is kazos higata l'malchus. Mordechai says to Esther, the Jewish people are going to get through this. But know that perhaps this is the exact reason why you were chosen to be in the palace. Why everything you have endured was necessary for this moment, Esther, for you to save the Jewish people. And that makes sense. That wakes Esther up. And Esther answers, Vatomer Esther lahashiv el Mordechai, Lech kenos es kol hayehudim. Go gather together all of the Jewish people. Hanimtzaim b'shushan v'tzumu alai. Va'al tochlu va'al tishtu shloshes yamim. They should fast for me for 3 days. Ve'yom gamani v'na'arotai atzom. And we will fast together with them. Uvechein avo'al hamelach asher lo kadak asher avadati avadati. Esther doesn't say, daven for me for 3 days. She doesn't say, learn Torah for 3 days. Esther says, Lech kenos eskol hayehudim. Gather together all of the Jewish people to do something together on my behalf. And the question can be asked, why was that so essential? That we gather together all of the Jewish people. That takes a lot of work. If anyone's ever been a camp counselor, you understand what it means to get one bus of Jews to do anything at the same time. Let alone the entire Jewish people gather together everybody to do one thing on my behalf. What was so essential about that? And the Maharal comments beautifully. L'kach timtza b'chol ha-megillah ka'asher ba'u la-netach k'tiv. Lech k'nos ekol ha-yehudim. The Maharal says that in any place in which we are striving for victory throughout the Megillah, it uses this language of gathering the Jewish people. In this place, Lech kenos es kol ha-yehudim, gather together all of the Jewish people. Nikhalu ha-yehudim, later on in the Megillah, it also says, congregate the Jews, gather together the Jewish people. V'kolzeh ki b'masha Yisrael him am echad, lachin im ha-hem Hashem yisbarach. Because whenever the Jewish people are united as one people, that is when Hashem is found with them. Hu echad ubazehim giborim al Haman vizaro shehim hefech achdos. Haman and his descendants, they are the opposite of togetherness. They are dispersed. They are each for their own gain. They are selfish and they are separate. We see with our enemies today, it is not one united people. It is each person striving for their mission, even if it is at risk of everybody around them. The Jewish people are the opposite. Our strength is drawn from us being united, because that is when Hashem is among us. And that's specifically why on Purim we have mitzvot that bring about togetherness, of giving matanos le'evyonim, caring for those among us who may not have. Mishloach manot, connecting us to our neighbors. Because when we have that connection, that is when we have strength. However, one might think then, that who am I? As long as the Jewish people are united, that's what's important. I don't really matter. Me as an individual. Perhaps I lose my importance if when we are successful is when we are united. So Rav Tzadok adds one more point to this conversation. This is Rav Tzadok Milublin. Umishloach manos hu tikun haruach shehu al yedei ha-hitchaberut she'eno biyad v'yachidi shebazeh zocha lehitkadshut harbei. He says, Mishloach manot, the reason one person has to connect to another person, it's not, I know it's contrary to what we do today, but it's not that one person has to send to the entire community. Rather, it's one person has to send to another person. And one person has to send to another person. Because Rav Tzadok says the strength in a group is in the individuals that make it up. That we are strong as a Jewish people when we are united, specifically because of those that are among us. That each and every one of us holds a specific kedusha, a specific holiness, an inherent strength. And when we bring that strength to the klal, to the community, that is when the community is strong. It's not when every person just tries to become a part of the whole, gets rid of all of their individuality. It's when they embrace their individuality and bring it to the community. This event tonight could not have happened if we didn't end up with 54 women sitting in this room. But each person in this room is going to make this event unique. We didn't just need the community. We needed every single woman who has a passion for learning, a passion for Israel, a passion of creating a community of women learners to be here tonight to make this event what it is. And this is something that we've seen in the war with Israel. We've seen how each and every person has brought their strength. And that has been what has created such a strong community. People who have a social media platform have been able to share much further than any of us could have ever imagined, sharing information, sharing what's important to us. People who are able to cook, we're able to send meals. People who run chesed organizations, we're able to channel that towards the needs that are specifically now in Israel. There is a Talmud in Masifta of Waterbury, which is a yeshiva in Connecticut, who was serving in the army, and he just returned this past week. And when he returned to yeshiva, Rabbi Daniel Kalish, who is the Rosh Yeshiva in Waterbury, and a very gifted mechanic, asked the student to share with the yeshiva his experiences. And he said that he wasn't ready to share. He said, I haven't processed yet. I'm not ready to share what I've gone through. But he said, there's one thing that I want to share with the entire yeshiva, one image that will never leave me. He said he was called up on the very first day, on October 7th. He said he headed straight down for Kfar Aza. And he said the image that he saw when he arrived in Kfar Aza is one that he will never forget. He said you saw streams of people coming to help. You saw army vehicles, you saw police vehicles, United Hatzalah, Zaka. But what stood out to him was an ice cream truck. On that day, every person recognized that they needed to do whatever they could. So there was an ice cream truck driver who got into his ice cream truck and drove down to Kfar Aza. Whether he was going to use that ice cream truck to gather bodies, that's what he was going to do. If he was going to get out and fight, that's what he was going to do. But he drove in his ice cream truck. That's what it means to be part of a community. to bring your strength, to bring your individual talents to be part of the whole, but to recognize that you need to be part of that whole, because that's when we're strong. When you bring your individual talents and connect to the rest of Am Yisrael, that is incredibly powerful. So that is what we are here to do tonight. We are each here to learn together. Everybody in this room has claimed a parsha. And we are going to learn together. And through everyone learning together, we are going to finish the entire Torah in 1 hour. That is an incredible feat. To finish the entire Torah, that usually takes us an entire year. We're going to do it in 1 hour. And we are going to have our own mini Simchas Torah in this room. A Simchas Torah that is going to be to benefit Israel. And Amir Tashem, by the time we finish tonight, it should be a celebration, unlike the one that was on Simchas Torah this year with mixed emotions, but that we should be celebrating the full redemption.